Slamming the Door and Redemption Arcs, semi-live from a snow globe. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Superfly.
Superfly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm bad. Superfly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's you know, it's a good day.
Speaking of old language that all the kids don't understand,
yes.
Superfly is one of them. The other one is cool.
Is that not a thing anymore?
I every time my messages or my message my daughter or whatever back and forth, she says something. I go, that's cool. She's like, would you say something other than cool?
No, you will not. No, that's the only one. No,
you say, I mean, is that bugging you?
When did we turn into those guys? We turned into our grandparents over the break. This is awesome. Yeah. I didn't know about cool.
Well, according to my daughter, who knows?
That's a pretty good source. She's a youngster, right? Like she's a person.
She's 25.
That's younger than me and you by a lot. Yeah. We do sports stuff instead.
That or food.
Is that cool?
I know on a side note, I don't think we have a lot of time.
You know.
We should do a food Super Bowl special next week or next 2 weeks.
Do you want...
Like talking about our favorite foods for Super Bowl?
I mean, our favorite...
I had several listeners...
Favorite Super Bowl foods? Because we've talked... I mean, I would talk food. I would just stop doing the sports thing. We get national champ, whatever.
Yeah.
And just talk foods and casseroles for the next 28. And I would be into that show.
But I'm sorry. I mean, I had a couple people that like... They normally wouldn't listen to sports. They go, if you do like a food episode, just because I cook too, they know.
That's fair too. I also food and cook.
But we could mesh those two together maybe?
That seems like...
In 2 weeks.
Okay. We can do research, right? Does that mean we get to eat some chicken wings? Talk about our favorite...
Waffle fries?
Our favorite sides?
Maybe.
No? Oh, man.
We could structure it.
I want to just turn the page on all the notes. I wrote notes for this show. Okay. I'd much, much rather just...
How about some football in the time?
Okay. In the meantime, let's talk about football. We're going to start in a stranger place than usual, and I'm going to talk about college football national championship.
Well, that's not NFL.
It's not. No, it's just the step below. You may have seen it. It's on the TV.
I knew they were going to win.
All the time. Indiana won national championship on Monday. College football season, man, they really stretched that thing out. It has been... a month. I mean, the big bowls are usually January 1st. It's been 6 weeks since some of our favorite football teams have played a meaningful game. But
correct.
Indiana won. They beat Miami on Monday evening, 26-21. Indiana won their, of course, first 27-21. They of course won their first national championship in college football in their very, very long history.
In the big scheme of things?
Yes.
They're one of the most losing, highest losing football
They have the most losses in Division I all time as a
program. The most or second? I thought...
They've never been good. They've been around since the beginning of football in college. You know, like since the beginning of Notre Dame, since the first era 100-some years ago of college football. Indiana has never been like they are.
Right.
They've had a Heisman Trophy winner, I believe, at one point, but they haven't. They were worse than Wisconsin is now by leaps. It was a huge turnaround to see.
Yeah,
they did it with the coach Kurt Cignetti, who came from James Madison University.
Right.
He was not a hot young hire. He wasn't a guy from the NFL who
worked on it with Alabama with Nick Saban too.
He was a long time assistant into his 50s. He was an assistant coach at very high levels, but he was an assistant coach. He decided at about age 50 and change to become a head coach.
Yeah.
And at James Madison James Madison is relevant now because of what he did at James Madison. Went to Indiana last year, their turnaround, they went from 3 wins to making the college football playoff.
A great turnaround.
Huge turnaround.
And he doesn't have 4 or 5-star recruits, which is the huge thing.
They've done well with the transfer portal just right, getting 5th-year seniors, getting he describes his defense as men. He's got grown men out there making, 5th-year seniors, 23-year-old, 24-year-old dads and you know, husbands out there making plays, guys,
but
in their
post-grad.
Making
the most out of the people that he can
getting
get.
Getting incredible value out of every single player that's on the roster. I watched nearly that whole game. There wasn't a lot else going on a Monday evening.
Mm. Sunday?
It was Monday.
Was it Monday?
No, it was Monday.
Yeah, it was. Sorry.
Yeah, Miami played... They were at their home stadium.
Right.
You couldn't really tell. Indiana traveled really well. Their fans got real, real loud about it.
Yeah. It was a homecoming for Fernando, too.
And, yes, the starting quarterback...
Fernando Mendez?
Mendoza.
Mendoza.
Heisman Trophy winner, presumed number one pick.
Presumed? He solidified it.
He absolutely solidified it with his play.
Also, what's his name from the Raiders were there? Tom Brady.
Sure, yeah.
Was in attendance as well as owner.
Yep. Now that the college season is officially done and you're getting the draft season, the drums of draft season sort of started. Yeah, no, he solidified himself as the best quarterback, if not best prospect in the draft. Sure. Had the game-winning touchdown on a quarterback keeper.
That was a great run.
It was a fantastic run.
He looked poised.
Yeah.
And like... an NFL quarterback.
He absolutely did. So, interesting play on that play. Last year when Indiana was in the playoff, or when they were stopped, sorry, Cal was stopped by number 31 for Miami, stopped Mendoza on a game-ending play.
Right.
This time around, he ran number 31 over for the touchdown.
Right.
It was a fantastic game. Hats off to Indiana. It would really, really, really be fantastic to see Wisconsin make a very similar turnaround. It really opens the door for, hey, anything's possible. This isn't like
but it only
mid-major...
happens with good coaching.
Yeah. Gosh, you're fun. You're a fun bucket.
I'm not
lying,
though.
You're not lying. You're absolutely right. Wisconsin can win the recruiting. They've done well in the transfer portal, and you're right. It only means as much as your head coach.
The coaching staff
and your staff around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they. You're right. It does make me optimistic, but also,
it's gonna not happen.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
NFL news.
NFL. Well, the NFL has moved on to conference championship week.
Yes.
We are merely weeks away from a Super Bowl.
Yep.
We have two matchups. The NFC features two from the West.
Yep.
Rams and Seahawks.
Yep.
The Rams are the best offense in football. The Seahawks, yep, by the numbers, are the best defense in football.
Defense wins championships.
According to the last three times this has happened in the playoffs, absolutely that is the case. Yep. That has been the case three times in a row.
That Seahawks defense is scary.
They are for real.
Someone's calling the studio.
I was just about to ask, but I've never seen the bat phone go off.
Yeah, the light goes off.
If we
trying to call in the studio.
I suppose we shouldn't answer that.
Probably not.
We?
We're recording.
That's fair.
The Seahawks, I mean, they dominated San Francisco. I mean.
Yes. That was another conference,
six?
You know, divisional team that they played now for the third time. That's a big... I mean, I definitely like that Seahawks team. I can't believe that Sam Darnold's going to get a chance to go to a Super Bowl. That's a great career arc for him.
Yeah.
You know, starting so far down with the Jets, almost hitting that spot.
Carolina.
I would have thought that Minnesota was his pinnacle.
On a side note,
I was wrong. But
Minnesota offered him what he got when he took at Seattle.
Huh. He just didn't want to run the risk of a competition.
Yes.
Hey, fair. Good choice on his part,
by
the way.
I've seen so many different, this is what Sam Darnold. No, Sam didn't want to be there no matter what the money was.
Yeah.
Because he was only going to maybe start 1 year.
It is fun to imagine, but does Minnesota go to the conference championship with Sam Darnold as their quarterback this year?
Well, that proved last year we did not.
Right. Yes, exactly. It worked out.
But anyway.
That is an interesting side note. I'm going to pick the Seahawks in that one.
Ooh.
They're at home. It, not that the Rams defense isn't good because conference championship level defense.
Stanford and McVay did not look good last week.
No.
They did not look good at all.
No, they squeaked through that one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick the Seahawks. I Seahawks in the Super Bowl. I could roll with that.
Yeah.
The next one goes old school, and we're going Patriots Broncos.
Yep.
These
Patriots.
I don't. Yeah. Why? I mean, you're right, because the Broncos, unfortunately, the Broncos starting quarterback Bo Nix broke his ankle in that game. Toughed it out and won.
Yeah, toughed it out. Didn't even look like anything happened.
Right.
But then
they won. But going into a game against a Patriots defense that has
a kid, the Broncos, he's only started three times.
And Jared Stidham is the gentleman's name.
Yes.
There's a reason he's been replaced as the starting quarterback a couple of times in his career already.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, he might be a serviceable backup, but at this point in the year, you need more than serviceable backup.
He's got to step up.
And it has happened before in the history
of the
league.
Sean Payton, of anybody, though, that could coach him?
Correct.
You could do that with him?
Yep.
We'll see.
But I mean,
Patriots are going to win.
Admittedly, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of AFC stuff. I know that the Patriots
have
Drake May is a fantastic quarterback. I mean, he's on the short list of MVP candidates this year. Their coach, Mike Vrabel.
I like Vrabel.
Has been, you know, yeah, me too.
Like I said last week, Tennessee Titans right now could have had Coach Vrabel.
Yes.
Malik Willis as their quarterback.
Sure could have.
AJ Brown.
All those are facts.
Derrick Henry still.
Yeah. Yep. Instead, yes. No, that's how you're,
so,
by
anyway,
the way, that's how you're on your
Stefanski.
Side note, that's on your how you're on your third head coach and third GM in a trek. But yeah, I'll take the Patriots on that one too.
Yeah.
Giving us a Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl again. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I do love me some football,
at least it's not the Chiefs.
Conference championship weekend tends to be the best weekend of football that you're going to run into in the NFL season.
Yeah.
Generally is. Super Bowl becomes, because there's such a break in it and it's such a focused on event, that it generally will have a letdown to it. So I am excited for a couple of games this Sunday.
Yeah.
I know neither of our teams are anywhere near this game, so that's kind of...
Broncos.
Kind of.
That's my second team.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's Sean Payton, which I can't, I'm conflicted.
You're right. No, you don't have to be. That guy, he's easy not to root for. It's okay to not root for Sean Payton. I understand.
Shady.
Yeah, he is. I mean, kind of. That's like a whole, we could do a whole show on things like fun Super Bowl foods and sketchy NFL characters. I really think we could fill a show with the talk of Ray Lewis's and Greg. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to focus on other sports.
Do we want to talk about coaching vacancies and fillings?
I do. There was so many coaches fired in the last couple of weeks.
Just on Monday.
I would say since we last did a show, I'm pretty sure the coach for the Bills got fired. Sean McDermott got fired as a direct result of losing to the Broncos the day before. Sean McDermott was an excellent defensive coach before he became the head coach of the Bills. He was the third longest tenured head coach
in the league
up to that point. He was right behind Andy Reid, right behind Mike Tomlin, right behind John Harbaugh, except for Andy Reid, were both let go. Sean McDermott was let go. It's the longest tenured head coach besides Andy Reid, who sort of has that Santa Claus, you know, kind of feel to him. Like, he'll just be there forever and ever. As long as he's got Patrick Mahomes, he's going to make the playoffs, which means he'll never be fired. It is a real young man's league, isn't it?
John Harbaugh got hired, though.
Because he's great, right? Like, he's better.
Great.
Younger than Belichick and nearly as good. So he was totally hireable. He's younger and better, yes. I believe him to be an equal coach.
What has he done in the last 5 years?
I mean, same as Belichick. You're right. Some of these
guys. Somebody, I was listening to radio.
Be wrong about Harbaugh. It's okay.
Sports talk radio. And somebody, a caller, oddly enough, called in and made this point. And it's a valid point. He goes, when Harbaugh came into the Ravens, he had Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
He had whoever else is on
that
team. Ed Reed was on that as the leaders.
Yes.
When you have those two guys in that locker room, who's the one really?
That's fair.
You know? So he had that kind of talent up until, and then when those guys are gone, all of a sudden,
I mean,
taking you over. I mean,
Harbaugh could be no different than Pete Carroll, right? Like, he could be just past his prime. Pete Carroll looks totally fireable too.
I like John Harbaugh. I like both brothers.
I like a Harbaugh. Yeah,
I like it. I don't know about that. So time will tell. I mean, I think he's going to do great. I mean, the Giants can't go anywhere but up now.
Correct. Yes, so. He's going to get credit for being on the second year of a rebuild.
Helps Jackson Dart stop running
stop hitting guys with your head, guy. There was 10 coaches hired in 2022, which isn't that long ago.
Yep.
That would be 4 years ago.
Yep.
There are now two of those guys still remaining as head coaches.
Yes, they are.
Amongst those fired coaches were guys like Brian Flores. They were guys like, the guys that are left would be Kevin O'Connell.
Yep.
And who's the other that was still left on that?
Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles for the Buccaneers. Other than that, it just tells you just how, well, it either tells you just how bad talent evaluation is in the NFL.
You want the list quick?
This list of teams that fired their coaches is also a list of teams with bad quarterbacks. For the record, if you don't have a good quarterback, your head coach is about to be fired or replaced immediately. Yeah.
Forgot Nathaniel Hackett that year.
There was a Nathaniel Hackett, the guy who went from Green Bay to the head coach of the Broncos to fired by mid-season.
Josh McDaniels with that year.
Josh McDaniels got fired and hired within a year. Yeah, no, it tells you... Just it might be harder than we think to evaluate talent in the NFL, right? Or is there just no patience with ownership?
I mean, a lot of them came from OC jobs.
That's true. Yeah,
going from OC to a head coach is a completely different. You know, there's so many more responsibilities, so much more stuff you've got to deal with.
Sure. Yeah.
Some people, Josh McDaniels, classic,
a great offensive coordinator, so good that he's been hired twice. As a head coach in the NFL, and if he gets hired a third time, will get fired a third time as a coach.
I think he would know
in the NFL.
Right now,
he's
doing pretty good at the Patriots.
It's why a guy like Jeff Hafley for the Green Bay Packers,
who was formerly
of the Green Bay Packers, who was their defensive coordinator for 1 year or 2 years. Well, I guess when you look around, the question of why you take a head coaching job is relevant because there's only 30 of them. There's only 30 of those jobs in the world.
32.
You're not going to get the Packers head coaching job because you just left there. So the opportunity to become a head coach, a few and far between.
Yeah, I understand. And it's also 1 year, it was one of the Green Bay's guys.
Green Bay is the general manager now of the Dolphins, was a player personnel guy for Green Bay. Yeah, one of the higher up, one of the very high ups. Was hired also, so it kind of makes sense. Sure. You go with
your quarterback's going to be Malik Willis next year.
I assume. Well, you're stuck with Tua on some level, but you're not.
Two years ago, when Denver cut Ryan
Roach. Not Ryan Leaf. No, Russell Wilson.
That cap hit was
immediate. And it takes a couple of years, and you get over it and done. No, you're absolutely right.
Look at the Broncos now.
You can. And you can because you cut him, and he only
counts $99 million, I think, to the cap right now. If you get cut him now,
you don't cut him now, your team is going to struggle. Yeah, no, you're making those changes based on who you know, and I think that's part of a lot of the problem with these hiring and firings too. Is these are first time GMs hiring first time head coaches. A lot of those guys, that is a hard situation to get to work out. I think we're done with firings now in the NFL officially.
For now.
It doesn't feel like anybody's left. There was a couple of hirings.
Atlanta Falcons, hired their former quarterback, Matt Ryan, as the president of football.
Interesting.
Which I can understand.
Sure, yeah.
They brought in Kevin Stefanski.
He was if not the number one name on the head coaching list, he had to be the second one behind Harbaugh, right? As far as guys named that were hireable, I can't believe that he is. I'm down on him, but then again, you never know. If Atlanta can win a division championship next year, then we were wrong.
They hired OC, no biggity, Tommy Reese. They maintained David Ulbrich.
Oh?
As their DC.
Oh, interesting.
I like him. He was the one.
I saw that Robert Saleh got hired somewhere. Yeah, head coach of the Titans?
Yes. I like that.
I guess. I
know he was in the Jets, but that's a dumpster fire to begin with, and it's not his fault. He had no quarterback.
I watched him try to develop a quarterback named, and it did not work. Again, no, these
but,
are.
But on the Tennessee for him, the biggest thing is going to be finding an OC that helps that can develop him, while Robert Saleh could just mold the whole team.
All right.
Mike McDaniel, after being fired from the Dolphins, is the Chargers' new OC.
That feels right. Yeah, that guy feels like a Southern California
people.
That guy feels like a goofball. Harbaugh feels like a goofball. That works well for me.
New York Giants finally hired John Harbaugh officially after 5 days of hee-hawing. He only answers to the owner. That was the language.
And that becomes that's awesome. Could you imagine? I would love to be able, as an employee, to just look around.
I'm just going to answer him.
That I'm the general. So you're not the general manager, but the general manager is not your boss. That ain't bad.
He said, general manager, who is an idiot, said in an interview, John and I will work together and get this team to work together.
Yeah.
So he's got 1 year.
Oh, the GM's got 1 year left.
That's what that is.
That's slick.
Titans hired Robert Saleh because I understand that. The defensive guy.
Sure.
That's really the only hiring so far. Eberflus got fired from Dallas.
All right. No big shockers this year as far as coaches then, right? Like there's no Urban Meyer jumping to the pros.
I don't think so.
I don't mind. We almost got to the end of the NFL.
It's like Indiana's name got floating around a little bit.
The dude is.
But he's already said that he's never going to go. I think
he looks really, really
like a
college guy. He looks like he's been doing it a long time.
He seems smart enough to go. I'm at.
Because
they're going to build a statue
anymore. How college is set up is similarly set up to how free agency in baseball or in pro sports is set up, where you're managing a roster every year in college now. You aren't developing guys for 6 years. You know, like but you're not.
With them winning the national championship, how much recruiting now goes up?
Right. Indiana has never been. It's one of those things where Indiana had never gotten a top five recruit nationally. Until the last couple of years, they've never been on TV in big games.
And also with that, though, Cignetti also feels like one of those guys who goes, I don't care who you are. Prove it.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have four or five stars.
Yeah,
I did it without all of them.
I would love to see the first five-star recruit who comes to Indiana as a result of this. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So, like I said, just it makes me so fleetingly optimistic that Wisconsin could at least make a bowl game based on getting better. Give me a year of making a bowl game, please. No. You know?
One more year of going through it.
I can't sigh like that for an entire year. It's just not in my...
We've got more than 5 minutes, just a little under 5 minutes.
Just under
What do you want to talk
five.
About?
Okay.
Basketball? Badger?
Badger basketball. Badger basketball has been really, really good over the last, month. I'll call it a month. They aren't quite ranked.
Oh.
No, what are you going to do? Well, they've won a lot. That's the thing, is they've won over the last... They've won two, three, four... They've won four games in a row. They lost to Purdue January 3rd, but other than that, they beat UCLA. They beat Michigan, number two ranked Michigan. They beat a barn burner against Minnesota, and they beat Rutgers. They've got Penn State coming up on Thursday.
Yep.
But they are a legitimate they're definitely a tournament team. Like I don't know what that puts them at for rankings, and they're not going to win a Big Ten championship this year. They're not that team.
Yeah.
Michigan and Purdue are clearly, let alone any of the West Coast Big Ten teams, are definitely better than Wisconsin.
Okay.
But once again, they're going to be a, seven seed, something like that, in the Big Ten tournament, or in the Big Dance. They're going to win a couple games in the Big Ten tournament, and they've got a transfer guard for the third year in a row. They brought a guy in.
Lake City?
There's no one from Lake City on this roster.
No.
It's the first time in a very long time. I'm sure there's some Minnesotans on this roster. In fact, I know there is. They transferred a guy in who played at Minnesota for a couple of years. But Nick Boyd is the transfer's name. He played at San Diego State. He played at Florida Atlantic. he was a like 12, 15, 14 point game game scorer for the last couple of years. This year he's averaging almost 20 points a game.
No, good.
He's a one of those fifth year seniors that the transfer portal, at least in college basketball, really lets. You know, there's just they come out of nowhere. It's just they were in the wrong team. They were, you know, maybe whatever.
Wrong system.
These guys are now like full-fledged adults going, you know, 23 years old going against. But he's going to be statistically the best guard in Wisconsin. I mean, numbers-wise, he's going to be putting up numbers better than Johnny Davis. He's putting up great numbers. I don't know if that makes him a pro or not, but in the big, conference season, it makes you dominant. Like you can, they've got their guards are putting up nearly 20 points apiece. John Blackwell is maybe one of the better perimeter defenders in the country. And Minnesota's own, I want to say it's not Lakeville. You're right.
Lakeville.
Nolan Winter is from Lakeville. He'll be our friend of show for the rest of the season. He's coming into his junior year, but he's putting up 14-9. He's big. He's doing all the big guy stuff that you like out of a Wisconsin Badger team. I'm cautiously optimistic about this Badger team, much so than I am about any of the other Wisconsin.
Who's their coach?
It's Greg Gard.
Look at that.
He's my favorite used car salesman in all of Division I. Yeah, he'll sell you the undercoating, but he'll also win 20 games every single year. You're not going to get
it
me.
It sounds more optimistic than your football.
I forgot we had a football team. It's so much easier.
To happen this year.
It's so much easier to just pretend like I don't follow Wisconsin Badger football.
Minute and a half.
Oh man. Okay.
What else? Bucks. Is he going to the Knicks or not?
That's exactly it. The Bucks are under 500. They're like the 11th seed in the East. They're one game over 500 with Giannis in the lineup,
Knicks.
And they're losing a
Go
bunch.
To the Knicks. He likes Madison Square Garden.
And at this point, I saw the just trade him. Yes, second favorite Buck of all time behind Ray Allen.
Yeah,
trade him. Trade him for the best deal you can get.
Because
the fans will still be just as interested if you're tanking as you are with Giannis. Because the fans know. The fans know that you can't have a guy unhappily making $60 million.
He got you your championship.
They'll never get a
championship. It's like LeBron at Cleveland.
Correct. Nope. I'm fine with letting him go for maximum value. Please.
Do it now or you can.
Right. Because he just becomes more expensive. He's one injury away from.
Go to the Knicks. Then you guys get Carl Anthony Towns.
Trading him for 70 cents on the dollar. Yes. No, you're absolutely.
30 seconds.
Gosh.
Ain't got much.
No? Last weekend. I got my favorite sports thing of the year happened already.
Okay, you better hurry up.
My kids are in youth wrestling.
Yeah.
They had their first tournament of the year. It was in Viroqua this weekend.
Yeah.
They wrestled my 5-year-old and my 11-year-old at the same time. Not against each other. They're not the same size. But I got to watch that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Youth wrestling tournaments are a blast. This has been great. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.